My name is Fiona Ayers, and I'm a fifth grader at the Little School, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Karma and the Dragon. Karma wants to steal a valuable ancient artifact from the Trade Lair, a powerful old man who runs a trading house. Karma calmly stepped into the old, run-down trading house. The air stunk like rotting fish and a week's worth of sweat. A few people whispered, others stood up and left at the sight of her, an infamous criminal. She was easily recognized by her ugly scars and burns on her left cheek. All from one battle, the battle where the enemy had permanently marked her. The only person who didn't react to her appearance was the Trade Lair. The Trade Lair that had been in the business for years, he didn't look tough, but he could settle chaos with just the authority in his voice. He was quite old for his position, though he sat in his chair, legs on the desk, proving he had no fear of Karma, nor the scars that lined her face. He raised an eyebrow and cleared his throat. "Get out of here," he said, bringing his legs quickly to the floor. "I don't tolerate bandits in my trading house." Karma took a few steps forward. She could slightly make out two handcrafted knives ready at their sheaths. She would have to be careful and stay alert, but even if he did take a swing at her, she had her own blades. Crafted from the heart of Mount Rangshavag, carved from the finest metals you could find. "You look just like the person I need." Karma tapped a photo of the Trade Lair on her belt. "I'm just looking for an item, and I suspect you know exactly what I'm talking about." She was taking steps as she spoke, smiling all the way. Karma unlatched the screen from her thin brown belt. The Trade Lair watched as she filed through the many documents and photos. His eyes were on her two swords, wishing he could take them for his own. Pre-crafted weapons were hard to come by. During the war, all had been taken to the troops or destroyed and lost in the rubble. The Trade Lair put a fist on his desk and a frown on his face. He slowly shook his head. "I told you, no bandits in my trading house." The smile on Karma's face faded. "Do you really want to die today, old man?" she growled. "I really don't think you do, so I'm staying here and not leaving until the intel is in my hand." Karma's screen made an unnatural noise, sensing danger outside. Just a measly set of guards, but enough to get Karma on her toes. She swore, then continued to scan through her device's documents, photos, and writing samples, her dark hands typing and scrolling. The screen's alarm fired again as the danger got closer. "Come on, come on," she raised, nervously tapping her boot. Aha! She lifted up the picture. "Where is this?" It was a blurry photo of a diamond pieced together with 8 identical triangles. The Trade Lair scratched his skin-bare chin. He had a look on his face that told Karma, "Sorry, I can't tell you that, not without something in exchange." Karma really didn't want to pay for a treasure she was supposed to steal. Furious, she lifted her swords. Her scars heated and bursted into flames, causing her to look like a fire demon. The Trade Lair scooted back in his chair, his eyes were wide with fear, reflecting the flames that burned from Karma's skin. "Give me the intel," she hissed through clenched teeth, "and I'll let you keep your limbs." Karma could tell he was scared, but still wasn't going to give in. She tried once more. "Give me the information or I will rip your ears from your head and throw them at your face." The old man stuttered, "Here," and handed her an old drive labeled Sanikarth Core, 3133. A smile crept its way up Karma's face. She slid her swords back past her shoulders. The drive was pretty heavy for a 1-inch object, holding lots of information for her to study. She left the Trade Lair and the bounty on her head increased in value. Time to go, she thought, and headed for her ship. She was too excited to notice the tracker on her sleeve already activated. The Trade Lair picked up his communicator. "Follow her."